When you're getting back into golf, good morning, good morning. One of the situations you'll find yourself in is that you haven't got a regular four ball. You haven't got a regular golf partner. So you're likely to be playing at times with people you've never met before. And then the question comes up about how should you talk to them while you're playing the round. At one extreme, you say hello to the person or people on the first tee, perhaps even beforehand. You exchange names. This is the ritual. Hello, I'm John Brown, or hello, are you Mickey Mouse? Whatever you do, you exchange names. Now, you're going to have a challenge as you go around the course, if you're playing in a four ball, to remember whose name is whose. You will swap cards if you're in a competition. And I suppose there's a good chance that if you're getting back into golf, that you will be keen to enter a club competition. So you swap cards so you can see the person's name. You can see their handicap. You can compare it with your own and say, oh my goodness, they're 10 times better than me. Or else, oh my goodness, I'm better than them. Of course, everyone can have a dreadful day on the golf course, so it doesn't guarantee that you're going to be better than them or that they're going to be better than you. But the key thing is you're getting to know the other people. Now, there are people who like to play golf by keeping quiet about themselves. And the most they ever say on the golf course is, good shot, or, hard luck, or, ooh, that was close. They certainly don't advise you on what you should do. Like, I've noticed that you got your left foot pulled back too far. You're bound to slice the ball. Anything at all like that. They it's extremely unlikely. That's not so difficult to deal with. But if you're playing with somebody and you would like to find a little bit about them, how do you do it? I mean, they might, after all, be really nice people. You might even have an impulse, I'd like to play with these people again. What do you do in order to get an invitation? Oh, look, we'd love to play with you again if you're ever free. If you can't remember their name. It's not an easy business. Okay, it won't distract you from driving the ball or from putting, or it won't upset your golf, but it could upset your enjoyment of the company if you feel excluded. If you're a bit like me and you're more than happy to share details about your golfing life, when you began playing, what clubs you've been a member of before, how long you've been playing, how frequently you play at the moment. If you're in that situation, you might very well be feeling that I wish these people would ask me something about myself. You might be more than willing to be curious about them, but do you really want to have a huge imbalance in the conversation, in which you ask them lots of questions about them, but they don't ask you anything about yourself? That's not a good relationship. I'm reminded of Johari, the Johari window, in which it's a good thing, but it's said, and I won't go into it now, but it said that it's a good thing to have a balance in a relationship so that people collect information from each other, people share information about themselves, and a good balance makes for a good relationship. And if it's unbalanced, you're not going to enjoy it as much. So what's the solution? Well, first of all, let me say I don't know what the solution is, because everybody's personality and character is different from other people. There's no way of knowing for certain, this will work. I will get what I want while I'm walking around. I'll have a good chat with people. You never know, they might be from the same place as me, or they might be doing a similar job. So the only advice I can give you is to experiment. Ask one question of the other person, or maybe reveal one thing about yourself, but don't keep on doing it. In the end, if you do keep on doing it, it'll be frustrating, because you'll come off the golf course saying, well, they were all good at golf or weak at golf or whatever, but they weren't good company. And good company matters, doesn't it? You know, if you're getting back into golf, you want good company, because you haven't settled into a group of people who you know are good company. Now, of course, none of this is really relevant if you don't want good company. You want to go out by yourself, or you want to go out with other people, and you don't want to find any good company, and in which case you can, I was going to say quite easily, but you can keep quiet. You can say nothing, and you can wait. You might not even notice that nobody said a word to you on the way round. Or if somebody asks you a question, you don't have to answer it. You can give a very minimal answer. See what happens next. And then you come to the end of the round. Now, would you fancy coming for a cup of coffee? Would you fancy coming in some clubs coming for a drink? But would you, the issue is really, are people going to either invite you to join them in the clubhouse for something, or are you going to invite them? There's another issue, which we'll come to on another day. Meanwhile, enjoy. Golf is to be enjoyed. And while you're thinking about what it's like to get back into golf, I'm going to pass back to the studio.